welcome to Talking Comics. It's great to have you here. John Dexter is here with us. Tell us about yourself and Trevor in Michigan, and then tell us about your comic book.
Yeah, so I am the writer of the comic book series Alpha Dogs, Dumpster Detective, and Space Cruisin'. I'm published by Source Point Press. My newest issue is coming out here in late March, the new Kickstarter for Alpha Dogs, issue 6, with issues 1 through 5, Catch Up Tears. The graphic novel 1 through 5 of Alpha Dogs came out back in January in Lunar, so you can get it through Lunar right now. And then Dumpster Detective is going to be published through Lunar and, you know, all the other channels, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, here early summer or late spring. We're still deciding on the best time to release it there through Source Point Press. So it's pretty exciting to have, you know, finally published. I've been doing this for a while. So, but yeah, you can get all my comics on the Kickstarter. If you just go to Kickstarter and type in Alpha Dogs or John Dexter, you can sign up for the Kickstarter right now. And the comic's just about done too, which is really cool. The artwork is done right now. We're working on the coloring. I try not to have people wait too long for the comics afterwards, so I fulfill pretty fast. And I just, like I said, I just got done with the graphic novel of Dumpster Detective, which is 1 through 5. You can get on that campaign, or you can check it out on Lunar and all the other media stuff.
Do you know if you're on League of Comic Geeks to like be able to pull through Lunar?
I have no idea. Give it to Source Point. They got it.
They handle all that. Okay.
Yeah, they handle all that. I just sell it through my Kickstarter, and then they handle the rest. So it probably is. It's in Alpha Dogs is currently in a lot of places right now. So
sweet. When are you launching the Kickstarters? Do you know?
So the Kickstarter for Alpha Dogs issue 6, and then 1 through 5 catch up is going to be towards the end of March.
End of March. Okay.
Yeah, I've got some crazy stuff going on, because I've got this weekend I'll be at Fantastic Con in Toledo, Ohio, and then in 2 weeks I'll be at C2E2. So I might wait till after those two just to give me a breather, plus get a lot of people signed up and interested. So I'm thinking it's probably going to be either the last week of March or the first week of April to launch issue 6 of Alpha Dogs. But you can get, like I said, you can get them all on the Kickstarter.
Right. That was very similar idea, though. I wanted to finish mine, like have a finished product and have boxes over here before I launched my Kickstarter, right?
Absolutely.
Because it's my first Kickstarter. I didn't want it to be like, oh, well, if we don't fund, it's not going to happen. Like, no, it's happened. It's already happened. I have the covers. I have 7 covers on the wall back here.
Nice.
It's printed. They're in boxes sitting on my floor right now. So back the Kickstarter. I can ship as soon as the money hits the bank, so that'll be really cool.
That is cool.
Did you do a Kickstarter for all 5 of the first issues too?
Yep. All my comics I put on Kickstarter first. I put I'm up to issue 5, which issue 6 of my supernatural detective mystery Dumpster Detective launches here pretty soon after Alpha Dogs is over with. And that's much different, but it's just as quality of a story. Alpha Dogs, the one that I'm launching here in a few weeks. It's about this dog inspired by my dog. We had lived in a town that had outlawed pit bulls, and we had a pit bull mix named Pig. And so we ended up moving, of course. And then, so I wanted to write a story that kind of is a tale about, you know, not judging people or dogs by their reputation, but by the strength of their character. And the main character, Buck, he and his owner and this older, grumpier pit bull have been on the run for most of his life away from mercenaries that are trying to kidnap Buck and the other dog, because they have the power to heal from any wound. They have a heightened strength and intelligence. They're it's a big adventure story. There's other dogs that come in that gain their own abilities once they're the main character dog Buck, his blood has been taken from him by the villain of the story and used to create these other dogs for this revenge plot that I don't want to give away, but
don't give it away.
It's a lot of fun. So, you know, it's kind of like X-Men meets, you know, Homeward Bound, you know, it's superhero team sort of, but very grounded, because even the dogs have these, you know, amazing powers. face, you know, rejection from humans. You know, some have been abused. So they kind of find this camaraderie together. And it's, like I said, it's a really exciting story. It's got a lot of themes of abandonment with dogs, just like people. And people have really responded to it.
Awesome. How long have you been writing this story?
Oh, boy. so I guess I'm probably at probably 7 years now. I had written it originally. And it just, you know how it is, man. It's hard to get the funds. So I had got my artist, which I have an amazing art team. If you go to the Kickstarter, you'll see the artwork is cool. If I had the comic with me, but I had to come outside because my signal was bad. So my comics are in this house. But if you go to the Kickstarter, you'll see some amazing trailers. The trailers are put together, beautiful. You can check that out. Check the artwork on my social media.
Yeah, we'll link that below as well. So
okay, yeah, absolutely, yeah. You link the Kickstarter, and through the Kickstarter, you can go back and see some of the other Kickstarters and the trailers and stuff. So that's really cool.
What piece of advice would you give people starting Kickstarters? What would you? How have you found success?
I would. It's a learning experience, man. Every time, but I would say you really need to build a following for months, especially your first one. I mean, I would definitely, like this new one of my alpha dogs, I'm waiting until I get a certain amount of sign up before I even launch, because it helps with the algorithm. But I would say at least 3 months of just promoting it, at least 3 months of promoting, especially if your first one, and just kind of show images and, you know, do interviews like I'm doing now. That's a big help. Go to conventions. You know, it's a lot of work, but it's, you know, you're not doing it because you're not doing it to make any money. Trust me, it's through the love of telling stories and getting your stories out there.
Yeah, hopefully I recoup some of the money I've put into this comic book. So,
yeah,
I've got a little bit of money invested in it, but that's okay. It's I proved that I could do it. I did it to completion, and, you know, hopefully I sell a few copies and I have something to have with me at a table at a convention. So we're starting the convention scene too, starting March 21st, I believe. And then we've got like one or two a month till at least the fall at the moment. So we'll be all over the place. We'll be together in Traverse City, Michigan here in a couple months.
Absolutely.
We're going to Terrificon in Connecticut. That's where my artist lives. He lives up there in Rhode Island. So he's got a booth. We're going to share a booth there. So yeah, I mean, I don't mind traveling. So I'll be out in Oklahoma and Connecticut, Michigan, South Carolina, North Carolina. So of course we'll do a lot more around this area.
Yeah. The nice thing where you live there, you've got a lot of big cities around that have conventions and stuff. And I definitely try to get into Free Comic Book Day, do a signing there. That's a big help because it's a free table, basically. I try to connect with somebody that, you know, especially if they don't have any other people there, if it's just you, because it's always great, you know, that when you're the only person at the Free Comic Book Day, then you clean up.
As long as they don't think mine's free, because it ain't.
Yeah. You got to make sure you put your thing. But
I kind of screwed up because on my cover, the whole premise is our mascot, Panel Pete. He's a comic word bubble, right? He lives in a comic and he's found in a dollar box. So this is just representing a dollar comic box. And people are like, it's only a dollar? I'm like, no. It's a little bit more than a dollar.
That might have been a great idea on your part. I don't know.
Yeah, the first person that paid us, like, it's only a dollar? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, okay. Well, luckily I have six other covers that I can, you know,
there you go.
Use, so I'll hide this one, I guess.
Yeah, you might want to do that. Because when I saw it, I'd be like, wow, how's he making any money off a dollar comic? That's what I was thinking.
We're not at all. Oh,
printing is definitely very expensive.
It is, but it's, you know, we got a really good deal. It helped that we're able to go and, you know, like I was telling you. But it is what it is. So your first Kickstarter, how did you get involved with the publishing company, the Source Point Press?
So I had wanted to work with them for a while because, they were local. Well, they're from Michigan, and they put out a lot of good work. A lot of quality writers go there. I don't know if you're familiar with Dirk Manning. He's now the owner, the publisher of the company, but he puts out great work. And well, I kind of set it up. I had met hit him at Comic Con, gave him my comic. See if he was interested. And then it was almost a year later when I seen him again, and I gave him the next issue and asked if he liked it, and he really enjoyed it and asked if I was interested in getting a publisher. And so I jumped at
Sweet.
the chance. So it's really, to get a publisher, it's really tough, and a lot of it is who you know. I wouldn't have got a publisher if I hadn't saw him at a Comic Con. So it's one of those things. Just a lot of success is just getting yourself out there at Comic Cons and stuff and meeting people. I mean, that's really, really the key is making connections. And like your show here, you've made a lot of connections. So I'm sure
I
you'll do
have,
well.
yeah.
And start. Yeah.
I try. I'll try. I can't get 10 people to sign up as the pre-launch, but I'm sitting at 9 for like 2 weeks now, and I'm like, come on, I just need
Yeah, man.
10.
I'll make sure send me the link.
I'll
I'll make
send
sure I
it to
sign
you.
up.
I appreciate
Yeah.
that.
Yeah,
I just yeah.
absolutely.
I'm gonna just start bribing every guest I have on from now on. Like, so you need to, before I hit record, I need you to go and back my
Absolutely.
kicks. Yeah, especially for the next month, because we're gonna launch it tomorrow. We're gonna do a
Okay.
live show. My daughter and I are gonna do a live show tomorrow night, and we're gonna launch it live. Now I have like 50 people that are on the interested on the event on Facebook, which is crazy, but only 9 people like clicking the button on Kickstarter. So we'll see how that goes. Because
Yeah.
50 is a
Well, the
lot
nice
more than I ever thought of. So.
thing about Kickstarter now is you can have that campaign going as long as you want. So
Yeah, with the
if I
late
was you,
pledge.
I would definitely go back. Yeah, I would go and have it run through your conventions this year unless
Okay.
that way, and then
Yeah.
just do your you never know. So that's a cool thing they
100%.
do now. Yeah. So you never
With the
know.
late pledge. Are you talking about the late pledges?
Yeah. Yeah, yep, the
Yeah.
late pledges.
I
So,
definitely set it
maybe
up
they get
to
a
do
cut.
that.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause I was like, why not do late? Like, I already have the book, like just another way for somebody to buy it, right? And
Yeah,
then
saves you
once
from
the
making a
Kickstarter
website.
ends, I'll put it live on my website too.
There you go.
And I've got some like exclusive covers and stuff, which would be kind of cool. So you have to buy in like a bundle, and we'll see. I think I'm doing the right things. Just got to get, spread the word. It all started because like I had to get used to the idea if I go to a convention as a podcast, like I'm spending money, it's marketing, right? To grow the podcast. So at least gives me something to sell at the table to maybe, so we can eat,
Yeah.
that day.
There you
My
go.
daughter likes to eat every day. I don't get it. Like she, I'm like, didn't I
She's
feed you
so, no,
yesterday?
yeah, it's so selfish of her.
Right. Exactly. I make that joke with her all the time. She just rolls her eyes at me. But she, because her and I do a show each week too, like on this channel,
Yeah.
and it's a lot of
Yeah,
fun. So.
that's why I found you. I saw you and your daughter. I thought that was pretty cool. So.
Yeah, we have a good time. She joins sometimes with these interviews. But like some days she just, she don't or she's not
Yeah.
here. She goes somewhere else or but she's locked in on the Thursday shows. We record on
Okay.
Thursdays. But
Okay.
so you said you did all the writing, you do all the writing, you hired an artist. So
Yeah.
what got you into writing? Like how'd you start writing? Was it because of the
Oh.
comics or something different?
No, it's always been a passion of mine ever since I was a little kid, telling stories. And then when I was 15, I had seen the movie The Outsiders and read the book, and then I was like, okay, that's what I want to do is be a writer, and that's been my passion ever since. And it was mostly screenwriting, trying to break into screenwriting and doing that. And then I had, like most teenagers of the 90s, I was exposed to the X-Men cartoon. I mean, I like Spider, like any kid loved Spider-Man, but it was really the X-Men cartoon that really just like, oh my gosh, these cartoon characters are so grounded and dealing with real issues. It's not hokey. It's in Wolverine. I was just obsessed. I would use my paper route money to go buy back issues of Wolverine, anything with Sabretooth and Wolverine. So that's really what started my love for comics. And as I go, you know, you go through phases. First it was superhero, and right now it's a lot of Image, you know, Ed Brubaker, Brian K. Vaughan, they're my heroes right now. I've been reading them for a while. So that's kind of been the genesis. And then when I come up with Alpha Dogs, it just, you know, superhero dogs story, just it fit with the comic book. So I had written a comic book before that, but it was so bad. I think I've sold like 5 issues, and I was so frustrated. It was like 7 years before I had done Alpha Dogs, which Alpha Dogs came out in 2021. But I was so frustrated with my first comic, I dumped the box in the trash, and now I really regret it, because if, you know, things take off, it might be worth something. So there's probably only like 20 copies of my comic Steelhawk. I don't even own any. I know 2 people that have them off the top of my head. So yeah. So don't give up on your dream.
Wow. Dumped them in the trash.
Yeah, I took the box.
Go into that. Like, why did you, what was so bad about it?
Well, the comic itself was pretty crappy. You know, it was my first comic.
Did you draw it, or did you hire
He wasn't the greatest artist, but, you know, I'd want to talk bad about anybody. But I still I did the lettering myself. I didn't know how to letter. It was terrible lettering. It was, you know, I definitely am to fault for it too. And I went to a Comic Con. I went to Motor City Comic Con. I sold one comic. I was so distraught. I couldn't get anything. And so I just said, screw this. And I dumped them all in the trash bin, and I really regret it now. So I don't even own a copy.
I had a copy.
Yeah. If the things take off in my career, they're probably worth some money. I know,
right?
I know 2 people off the top of my head, but, that have them.
There's a landfill somewhere. It's like the old Atari ET.
Yeah.
The ET Atari game or something.
Yeah.
People are like searching landfills for it. It'd be just a grail. that would be crazy.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah.
Well, do you still have like the files, like, or anything?
No.
You can't reprint it.
I could probably get with my artist. He probably has the originals.
Probably. But, you could re-letter it. We do a second edition.
Yeah.
Bring
it
back.
I'm way past that as a writer now. That was a long time ago. I'm doing a lot better stuff now. But yeah, who knows? We'll see. I mean, I think I'd still be too embarrassed though to show it off. It was pretty bad. So
that's why you don't give up. My first, I mean, I don't feel like that about my first one, even if I don't sell any, because I still think it's a great message and a great story. And Mike Algier from Dork Art Studios, that's who I hired to do the artwork. And
okay.
I love the artwork, and he helped me. I even gave him co-writing because he helped me with the lettering and the writing a little bit too. So, you know, it's more of a collaboration than it is a, right, like mine. It ain't mine. You know, it's mainly Mike. I just funded it. So I wrote it, kind of. But
yeah.
I did one cover of the 7, so.
Cool.
But. It's the experience, right? And just like your first one, like, it's a learning experience.
Yes.
Your first comic's going to suck. That's okay. You do another one. You keep, like you said, don't give up on your dreams.
I said, I'm never doing another comic book again. And here and now I've got my, oh gosh, 16th comic out, published, a 2-time published writer. And so, you know, your career, no one starts out at the top. We all start out right at the bottom, and you go through hills and valleys. So,
That's right.
Your first one's going to suck. Don't worry about it. So
mine don't suck. Mine's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't let it hear you say that.
Well, mine sucked. Okay. My first one sucked.
I'm sure it had some great qualities, and it wasn't all bad.
Yeah, just one of those things. I didn't know what I was doing, but now, like I said, I've got my second graphic novel. It's gonna be out in stores and stuff. Dimeshore Detective, and that, it's a supernatural detective mystery that you can get on this Kickstarter as well with the Alpha Dogs. And people really, I'm actually writing a pilot for it. I'm hoping that maybe something can happen with that. There's somebody looking at it. Not, who knows what's gonna happen. Probably, you know. But we never know. But there's somebody.
Never know.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, that's awesome, man. I've got some fun questions. But before that, Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you want to talk about?
No, not really. I just, if you're going to go to, if you got any Comic Cons, if you're a big Comic Con person, I'll be at Fantastic Con here this in Toledo, Ohio this weekend. And then C2E2 in Chicago in 2 weeks.
That's a big
and
one.
Then, yeah, it's a big one. And then I think the next one I want to say, oh my goodness, I'm blanking on it. When's Traverse City come out? Is that in
Memorial
May?
Day? That's Memorial
okay.
Day.
Okay. Yeah, then that's the next one I'll be at is that one. Like I said, that's a great Comic-Con, too.
Well, we'll definitely, you're going to have a table there and
yeah
stuff? Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, I will definitely see you there because my daughter and I will be there hopefully selling our comic and advertising the podcast. So you'll see us there. That'll be awesome because it'll be nice to see Traverse City when there's not snow on the ground or 15 feet of snow in my parking lot of the hotel.
Yeah.
That was funny. Yeah, for sure. 100%. 100%. If I run out, I got the printers right down the road. I'll tell Chris to at Allegra Printing, go back to work. Give me some more
there
books.
There you go.
I'll call them beforehand, tell them to have some paper on hand. Now that we know the right paper. That's been a fun experience. Did you go through any of that when you were getting yours done, like picking paper or anything like that?
No, I didn't really. No, I just went with the standard. And then but I paid a little bit more for better covers because I
gotcha.
I got cheap covers before and I didn't like how they kind of curled up, mm-hmm. you know, because at Kickstarter, they're paying a premium, you know, for your comics. So I try to make sure it's a really good quality comic that I'm putting out there because, like I said, they're paying a premium for it. So
100%. I actually think I picked too good of paper because this thing is like, I mean, it's like, nice thick
nice.
Cardstock, you know, uh-huh. for the cover. And then we got like 80-pound nice, super smooth, you know, text paper mm-hmm. that looks amazing. So, I mean, I may have went a little overboard on the paper, but, you know, it's
better
good
than
quality,
a lot of the. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's not floppy. It's not, you know, it's good quality. So,
yeah,
we'll
absolutely.
See. Well, cool. Well, we'll go over my fun questions because they're always fun. And we'll go from there. So you've already touched on a couple of these, but who was your first favorite superhero or comic character?
Spider-Man, you know, like any
Spider-Man?
Kid, my birthday at 5 years old on my desk and it's wearing a Spider-Man shirt with a Darth Vader cake. So I was
Heck
a geek
yeah.
from the beginning.
Yeah, we're similar age, I think, because I think I may have had the same 5-year-old picture. So I don't have it on my desk. But yeah, 100%. I was a huge Star Wars nerd.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first comic book you ever read?
Yeah, it was, you know, it's funny because I saw it again. I should have bought it. It was a Spider-Man comic. I don't know why my parents got it for me. A Superman comic because I'm not a DC guy. But it was my first comic. It was actually a really dark comic. It was really intriguing. It was really great. But I don't remember if I saw the comic in front of me, I could tell you what it was, but it was really dark, but it was really interesting. And it really opened me up that, wow, this stuff isn't superheroes, but they're not hokey. You know, they're very grounded with real, you know, dilemmas. So that really kind of got me interested in comics.
Heck yeah. If you could live in any comic book universe, which would you choose?
Gosh, I want none of them because they're all so horrible. All these horrible things happen. Buildings are being destroyed. Boy, I don't. I'm trying to think.
Would you live in Alpha Dogs?
Yeah, Alpha Dogs would be a good one. Yeah, that's a lot better because the dogs got superpowers, not the humans.
Oh, okay. There you go. I like that.
So, yeah. Yeah, that'd be probably a good one.
If you could have any superpower, which would you choose?
Boy, that's a good one. I've always thought I'd like to have Wolverine's powers, the healing. But then again, you know, who wants to live forever? So probably, definitely, probably Superman, I guess. You know,
okay,
you can fly and you're you know basically
pretty
can't
strong.
Get killed, so.
Yeah. I like that. Two more. Which comic book character would you want as your personal sidekick? Could be any comic book character.
Oh, my personal sidekick. Oh, Spider-Man. He'd be a lot of fun. He's funny. He's got really cool powers. Funny. Really, really intelligent. You got somebody really smart. So, yeah, Spider-Man, definitely.
Awesome. All right. This is the last one. If your life were a comic book, what would the title be?
Oh, Blessed.
Blessed. Ooh, that's a good one. I haven't had that answer yet.
I've been a very fortunate person. I had actually had cancer 6 years ago, and it was supposed to kill me. My lifespan was supposed to be 12 months to 20 months. And I was on the hospital bed getting my chemo and writing my alpha dogs. And the guy came into my room and said that he thinks God wanted him to come to my room to tell me that I had nothing to fear. So, so something was supposed to kill me within 12 months, 20 months. It's been over 6 years and I haven't had a reoccurrence. So that's pretty blessed.
Hell yes. That's amazing. That's awesome, yeah. Dude.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Like, I don't know what to say. I guess that's what
you said. You didn't see that one coming, did you? That was kind
no,
of
I left. Didn't. That one threw me. That one. Okay, no, that's awesome. I mean I love hearing stories like that. I mean, it's amazing because I mean I don't know if you're married or have kids or anything, but that's a devastating I lost my father when I was 15 years old. You know, I get it. Like, it was rough. You know, so hopefully, you know, I'm around for my kids, but you know, we'll see. But yeah, that's amazing.
Stay positive. That's the key to just staying positive.
Stay positive and write comics, folks.
There you go. Do what you love.
There's the title of the episode, I think, right there. Mm-hmm. I love that. So people can go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kickstarter. I'll have the Kickstarter link below for sure. You have it in your bio. So I have your bio pulled up on Instagram right here. Mm-hmm. So I'll link your Instagram and your Kickstarter. So people know when it goes live, check them out at the conventions, and we'll see you in Traverse City. And, man, when you launch the next one in a few months, the detective one, hit me up. I do a thing where I invite, people can come back on our Thursday show. I'm reserving that pretty much for people that have been on before. Like, we do a full episode. I'm breaking that rule a little bit coming up because there's some timing issues. I got a lot of people that want to be on, so I'm breaking that rule a little bit. But mostly, I reserve Thursdays. It's usually my daughter and I doing our weekly show. But if you have something you want to hop on for 10, 15, 20 minutes and hang out with us and talk about your next project you're launching, I'm kind of opening it up to that and for people to do that. So you're welcome back anytime, and I look forward to seeing you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Is there anything else before we wrap this up?
No, I think we're good. Oh, well, speaking of Star Wars fans, I've got all my three homage covers that are going to be available in the Kickstarter. So I did the Star Wars, and they're really amazing covers by my artist, Fernando Malik, and on the Kickstarter page is my Return of the Jedi homage. So check it out.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got all of them. Yeah. So
I didn't do that. I got the Thor homage, which is pretty cool. A follower actually sent it to me as he turned my mascot into Thor, right?
Yeah.
And he sent this to me, and I was like, well, you're doing a cover now and turning that into a cover, right? And I'm paying you for it. So he did like the Journey into Mystery number 83 is an alternate cover for the book. That's actually I'm doing we have three base covers, and I have like a 1 in 10, a 1 in 20, and then two exclusives. So this is a 1 in 10 cover. So
I love it. That's beautiful.
A little bit more limited. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate you joining. This has been awesome. We're going to, we just got to hang out for just a minute. But thank you again for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun.
We don't just talk about comics. We made one.
And it's called The Chronicles of Pam and Pete.
At Talking Comics, we interview creators, show off our comic calls,
play fun games, and show what we're learning firsthand.
Get a free preview of The Chronicles of Panel Pete by subscribing to our Substack.
Watch the trailer and all the video episodes on YouTube.
Or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow along, like, subscribe.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.